This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the Make in India initiative has given wings to the country's Yuva Shakti to dream big. He said the impact of this initiative shows that Bharat is unstoppable. The Prime Minister said the imprint of Make in India has become visible across sectors, including areas the government never even dreamt of making an impact. He said, in 2014, the country had only 2 mobile manufacturing units in the entire country, and today the number has risen to over 200. Mr. Modi said that today 99% of mobile phones used in India are made in India, and the country has become the second largest mobile manufacturer globally. He said, the semiconductor manufacturing sector has attracted investments worth over 1,50,000 crore rupees. He said, in renewable energy, India has become the 4th largest producer globally, with a capacity increasing by 400% in just a decade. In Jammu and Kashmir, voter turnout of 54.11% was recorded till 7 p.m, the second phase of assembly election yesterday. Election Commission said the voting was held for 26 assembly constituencies peacefully without any incidents of violence. Chief Election Commissioner Rajiv Kumar, along with Election Commissioners Gyanesh Kumar and Dr. Sukhbir Singh Sandhu, had maintained a constant supervision of the polling process to ensure that the polling took place in an incident-free manner. Rajiv Kumar said the valleys and the mountains, which had once witnessed fear and boycott, are now taking part in the democratic festivities. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Pune in Maharashtra today. He will inaugurate, lay the foundation stone and dedicate to the nation various projects worth over 22,600 crore rupees. The Prime Minister will dedicate to the nation 3 Param Rudra supercomputers worth around 130 crore rupees developed indigenously under the National Supercomputing Mission. These supercomputers have been deployed in Pune, Delhi and Kolkata to facilitate pioneering scientific research. Mr. Modi will also inaugurate a high-performance computing system tailored for weather and climate research. India called for urgent reforms to the international decision-making structures, especially the Security Council, to give the Global South its due representation. Speaking at the Foreign Ministers' meeting of the G20 yesterday, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has said, reforming the UN to ensure it was representative, credible and effective was imperative and urgent. Mr. Jaishankar said the reform should include expansion of both permanent and elected seats on the Security Council. The ministers of the G20, the group of major developed and emerging countries, met on the sidelines of the UN General Assembly's high-level meeting. Trinamool Congress MP Nurul Islam of Basirhat Parliamentary Constituency has died last afternoon. Basirhat comes under North 24 Paragana's district of West Bengal. He was 61 and suffering from liver cancer. He breathed his last at his home, the Bira village of North 24 Paragana's district. The Indian Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecasted rainfall over the districts of South Bengal today. Heavy to very heavy rainfall has been predicted over the districts of East and West Bardhaman, East Midnapur, Purulia, Birbhum and Murshidabad districts. These districts are already under flood situation. On the other hand, IMD has predicted heavy to very heavy rainfall over the districts of North Bengal also. Red alert has been issued for Darjeeling, Kalimpong, Jalpaiguri and Alipurduar's districts. Yellow alert has been issued for Kuch Bihar, Malda, North and South Dinajpur districts. Landslides in the hilly areas of Darjeeling and Kalimpong has been predicted by the Met Department, and there is a possibility of flash flood and inundation of the low-lying areas. Prime Minister Narendra Modi yesterday met Indian Chess Olympiad champions at his residence in New Delhi. Mr. Modi witnessed a game of chess between the members of the 45th Chess Olympiad winning team of India during the visit of the Indian men's and women's chess teams to his residence. And with that is the end of this news bulletin.